You're listening to SBS News.
Under law changes introduced to federal parliament last month, Australian foreign fighters who want to return home could be blocked from entering the country for up to 2 years. The proposal has been scrutinised by parliament's Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security at a public hearing in Canberra. President of the Law Council of Australia, Arthur Moses, says the legislation does not provide any guidance to the minister as to what type of evidence he or she can rely upon in making a decision to prevent an Australian from returning back to their home country. Mr. Moses says returning foreign fighters to Australia as soon as possible would allow them to be supervised by Australian authorities.
Everybody agrees that terrorists and those who support terrorist organisations should be dealt with according to law. That is, they should face prosecution if they've broken the law. It is better that we bring them back to our country to be dealt with in accordance with Australian law, and if convicted, to spend time in an Australian prison. And if then released, and when they're released, to be supervised by our law enforcement agencies. In fact, it provides a greater degree of protection to Australians if they are brought back here and dealt with in accordance with our law, rather than be left to roam some other country for 2 years before they do come back.
The laws, if introduced in their current form, would see a person go to prison for up to 2 years for breaching a temporary exclusion order, but the minister would revoke the exclusion order to then allow someone to enter Australia under a return permit. The permit could include a range of conditions, including when and how the person enters the country. They would also have to register where they live, work or study, and any plans to travel within Australia or abroad. Human Rights Commissioner Edward Santos says the legislation should not pass as it may breach Australia's international obligations and could result in a person being unable to enter any country.
The Commission's view is that the bill does not satisfy those criteria and should not be passed, at least in its current form. Accepting the bill pursues a legitimate aim, the bill would interfere with a number of human rights to an extent that has not been demonstrated as necessary or proportionate.
The Home Affairs Department told the Joint Committee there is no existing tool that allows agencies to manage the return of foreign fighters when there isn't enough evidence to prosecute them. The department says the situation now is different to when control orders were updated 4 years ago. Linda Geddes is the Deputy Secretary, Commonwealth Counter-Terrorism Coordinator. She has defended the bill, saying the changing situation overseas warrants the introduction of new laws.
The Caliphate has diminished, the last of the fighting is about to end, and the foreign fighters are now in a position where they're looking to return. So it's a very different situation. So this is a new tool that we're looking to bring in to manage the return effectively in a controlled way of some, you know, very dangerous people that will come back to Australia.
The department says around 100 people are still active in the conflict zones, fighting or supporting extremist groups. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.